from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let the games begin with trades in Major League Baseball. While your head was on the pillow last night, we have the first of the MLB trade season. It's the Mariners trading for Randy Arozarena of the Tampa Bay Rays. They gave up a pair of prospects, a pitcher, Brady Hopkins, and an outfielder, Aiden Smith, both ranked 14th and 15th in the Mariners farm system. This is classic Tampa. They get a couple of young guys for a player who was scuffling. My initial thought was, boy, if you don't have to give up top 10 prospects, Randy Arozarena, he used to be a good baseball player. He is struggling this season. There's team control for Seattle, but this, if I was looking at this from a Tigers perspective, should they have done this deal? No. My first word would have been Austin, and my next word would have been Meadows. That would be the fear, right? Is if they want to get out from under someone who's had 20-20 seasons, power, speed, who might be turning the wrong direction of his career, I would not want to give up young prospects for Randy Arozarena because I would feel like Tampa's trying to pull a fast one on me.
It's interesting because I think we're gonna talk about the Meadows brothers here a couple of times in regards to the trade deadline, and it is the floodgates. We kind of were wondering as the trade deadline approaches, when are they going to start happening? And we've talked ad nauseum about Skubal, about Flaherty, about Urshela, about Canna. You know, who are the guys that will no longer be on the roster come August 1st?
Right. Yeah, I think the Tigers roster is set for some movement here.
It is. And so what it's also going to do is it may push guys like a Dylan Dingler up a little bit faster just simply because, hey, you got to fill some roster spots.
And he's ready. He's hitting the Triple-A. He's not 22, 23 years old anymore. It's time to give him a shot here.
Yeah, it is. And then obviously the number one trade piece is Skubal. As we sit right now, I don't think, in fact, I'm about 95% sure that he's not moved.
I'm with you.
And I just
and I'm not
don't,
sad by that. I'm with you.
No, I'm honestly, I've been on a roller coaster, much like the Tigers season, in regards to, yeah, I think this would be a great idea. No, this is horrible. We can't do that. And it would have to take that Godfather offer to make it happen. And if Scott Harris were to manufacture one of those, I would be okay with it.
Yeah.
Depending on, you know, it'd have to be that Godfather return. But the most likely player, as we all know, is Jack Flaherty. And he is increasing his value. He did it again with six innings pitched, you know, of scoreless. And the one that you want to deal with is Baltimore.
And we have an update on that front. So this is from Ken Rosenthal and Katie Wu of The Athletic. Baltimore is open to giving Flaherty another chance. They traded for him a year ago. It did not work out.
Right.
Flaherty's a much better pitcher today than he was a year ago. And that's, hey, shout out Chris Fetter and the Detroit Tigers for doing it again with one of these guys. But Flaherty's ERA at 2.95 through 18 starts. He's got a whip under 1. 32% strikeout rate is 5th in the all of Major League Baseball, 2nd in the American League. He's pitching like an ace. Baltimore would prefer guys with multiple years of control. If they aren't able to trade for a Skubal or a Crochet, the reporting says, yeah, they'll be on the horn talking to Scott Harris, interested in Jack Flaherty, and it may still give the Tigers a chance to pluck a bat from that Orioles farm system. This is maybe the best case scenario where you keep Skubal, you still get a bat from the Orioles system, albeit not a Jackson Holiday, but you get something for your free agent starter in Flaherty, and you keep your frontline ace going into next season.
Well, so last year in Baltimore, I did a little bit of a dive into this. They traded for him as a rental player. And Baltimore right now has kind of said, we don't want to go the rental route, but we're willing to because the options are very limited. And last year, before Flaherty hit Baltimore, his workload was as high as it was In fact, it was increased a little bit more than it was in 2019. So he got to the end of the season and he was wore out. And we, the way that Major League Baseball pitching has gone is most starters you could see going five. Six seems about average. Seven, you're like, oh, wow, whoa, this is a great start. And that to me is ridiculous. But that's baseball today. And last year, by the end of the season, his arm was just tired. This year, the Tigers have done a really nice job of not expecting more in terms of innings than they were going to get from Jack Flaherty. They have maximized his potential. They have made it so that he has gotten to the trade deadline with great value, with still great strength in his arm. And now Baltimore said, well, if we can't get somebody with a number of years of control, we are open to rentals. We are open to Jack Flaherty because he's in a better position this year health-wise than he was last year because he's just not as tired.
Well, and it might be, listen, not that we're doing Baltimore radio, but if you're sitting there looking at their team going, we're not willing to give up Holiday, but we still want to add pitching. We're not willing to give up one of our top two or three prospects, but we still want to add a frontline guy to chase a World Series. Flaherty becomes really attractive for Baltimore. And for Detroit, he's a pending free agent. I mean, these two teams are ideal trade partners for a reason. Yep. And if it doesn't end up being this massive Scooble deal, it still makes a lot of sense for Jack Flaherty to go to Baltimore. Here's some of what Flaherty had to say about, you know, all of this. He said, going through it last year, I don't think I handled it very well. He said, I think this year, though, I'm doing a lot better, just trying to control what I can control. He says about the Tigers, these guys are awesome. I've enjoyed every single second here. Unbelievable group, just trying to enjoy it, go out and win games.
But here's the other thing, is it's got to be... And I can't get in the mind of somebody who's going to be traded and maybe live in a city for only, 3 months?
Yeah.
You're going from a team that's not going to make the playoffs to a World Series contender. That's got to give you a little juice. I would think.
You would think. As much as you like the guys in this clubhouse and as much as the organization's been good to you, you ultimately are a competitor and want to win.
So we always go down this road, right? If this is what the Tigers do, well, he is going to be a free agent.
You can still call him up in the offseason. All right, John, the latest on Jack Flaherty, Baltimore is open to doing it over. They traded for Flaherty last year. It didn't work. Reports out of The Athletic, they are interested in Jack Flaherty once again. If the Scooble thing doesn't happen, the Tigers could still access that Baltimore farm system ripe with young hitters. What's the trade proposal that's out there by, Evan Petzold of the Free Press?
Well, and it's Scooble, not that this is the proposal, but we've talked about Scooble and the top three prospects. Mm-hmm. Out of the Baltimore organization. So this is Jack Flaherty for not the top three, but for number four and five. And Ricky Bradfield Jr., who right now is at high A, and he is, we talked about the Meadows brothers, he feels like a Parker Meadows type of player. Fastest player in minor league baseball from home to first. Outfield, can play all the outfield positions. He's a guy that can steal bases. He has a little bit of a Scott Harris trait in regards to when you read some of the rights. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know all about, you know, Enrique Bradfield Jr., who's in high A in the Baltimore system, but he is a guy that is reported to value the strike zone, gets on base by walking, and then obviously, you know, steals second, steals third. He's that type of player. And then their number five prospect, who just got called up, Connor Norby.
Yeah, 2-for-4 the other day, home run, 5 total bases. He's a second baseman / outfielder. There's kind of a glut of second basemen, but anybody who can hit is going to find their way into the Tigers lineup. So this is a trade proposal from Evan Petzold of the Free Press where the Tigers get the fourth and fifth prospects in the Baltimore system for the rental of Jack Flaherty. Yes, 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 yes. I heard Doug and Gator talking about this yesterday too a little bit, and they said, what if you bundled Scooble and Flaherty? Do you just get the Norfolk Tide? Do you just inherit the AAA system yes, from Baltimore?
You get their top 10 prospects, all of them, not just a top 10 prospect.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Marcus in East Point, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Morning, gentlemen, and Heather.
Good morning.
I think you kind of stole me, cookies. I was just telling the screener, I don't know if that was Gov or not, but I'm proposing trading Scooble and Flaherty to Baltimore and getting Holiday, Mail, the young bat, but at least getting four guys for those two. And then obviously hoping to re-sign Flaherty in the offseason.
2 for 4 plus the key to the city of Baltimore.
I don't need the key. You can keep that.
I just mean there's no shortage of things you could ask for if you're giving them a World Series rotation. I mean, two frontline aces to put with Corbin Burnes, to put with Grayson Rodriguez, to put with this great offense that they have in Baltimore. I mean, it would all but wrap up them as the World Series favorite.
And this is the thing about Baltimore is they should be pushing for a World Series title this year. They're stacked with bats. They've just been hit with some injuries, and they need to add to the pitching. And if they do, they would be the clear favorite, I think, to win the World Series this year. But they're also set up to not just this year, for a couple of years. That's why they want to not just go for the rental in Jack Flaherty. That's why they want somebody like a Scooble who is still under control, not that they're going to get Scooble.
No, he's the number one name on the market. Garrett Crochet is the other one for the White Sox. He's also controllable for a couple of years. That could be their pivot. But Scooble's much better. Scooble's more proven. He's higher end. If they're serious, they have to be willing to give up and pay through the nose. Let's get to Kevin and McComb. Kevin, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So, I must, I'd be all for, honestly, keeping Flaherty and going for it all with Scooble, because this is my point. I think a lot of people forget that Scott Boras represents
Tarik Scooble.
Scooble. Mm-hmm. And what really happened with Max Scherzer, or maybe some people don't know, is basically Scott Boras gave Mike Ilitch, the Ilitch family member who was willing to spend money, he gave him an offer, and Ilitch said, okay. But then the next day, Boras said, wait a minute, it's going to be a little bit more. So then we lost Scherzer. So, I mean, this is why I'm worried, because it's like we can – people say we're going to lock up Scooble. I mean, there's no guarantee there. And it's just this, his value is the highest it's ever going to be right now.
Right.
And, I'm saying for Chris Ilitch is not going to spend any money. He's not going to do it. And that's why my whole preface is on them trading Scooble is for that reason, because it's just, I don't see him spending any money. He's going to be very frugal with the money. And I'd rather deal Scooble as opposed to getting in a deal with the devil, Scott Boras, and going back and forth and pushing an already very cheap owner to spend more money.
Yeah, payroll's gone down under Chris Ilitch. So, I mean, they don't like the narrative that he's cheap. They can, open up the wallet and change that narrative. And I hope that they do.
Yeah.
The idea that they won't pay Scooble or that they won't support even a league average payroll, I mean, if that's the true reality, none of this matters. Doesn't matter what they get back from Scooble. They're not going to pay the good players they get back in the trade. And they're perpetually going to be the Marlins. They're going to be the Rays at least win a little bit. But they're going to be these feeder teams that never actually keep great players. And if that's the reality, I mean, this is kind of a moot point, and we don't really have a real baseball team. I'm trying to operate of the belief that we have a real baseball team. And if you have a real baseball team, you keep your really good players. You pay them. You take care of them. Boras will complicate things. He'll throw a wrench in it. But, John, we aren't the Marlins, and I refuse to operate like the Marlins.
Right, and Boras is good at what he does. That's why he represents all the best baseball players, especially pitchers. I mean, his job is, I need to get my guy as much money as possible and for as long as possible. That's his track record. That's his reputation. The reputation for this version of the Ilitch family is, and you get a reputation for a reason. Every year, payroll has gone down. They have not spent, and we hear it is waiting for the right time. Well, when is that right time going to be? And when if you ever feel like you're there, he needs to break from your reputation and show that he can spend money.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.